AP News for Friday, March 11th. I'm Tim McGuire. The U.S. accuses Russia of using a U.N. Security Council meeting to lie and spread disinformation about a possible false flag operation by Vladimir Putin's government for the potential use of chemical or biological weapons against Ukraine. Ed Donahue has this.
Russia's UN ambassador Vasily Nebenzia alleges U.S. biological activities in Ukraine. He said the louder people are trying to shift the blame on us, the greater is our conviction that we hit the nail on the head. U.S. UN ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield's response.
There's only one aggressor here. And that is Russia.
President Biden spoke about the threat of Russia using chemical weapons.
I'm not going to speak about the intelligence, but Russia would pay a severe price if they use chemical weapons.
At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby called the Russian claim a bunch of malarkey.
You got to be careful what you see the Russians accuse others of, because it oftentimes ends up being what they're planning to do.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United Nations Human Rights Office says it has received credible reports that Russian forces are using cluster munitions in Ukraine, including in populated areas in at least 4 cities, which is prohibited under international law. The World Health Organization has verified 26 attacks on health facilities, workers, and ambulances, including the bombing of a maternity hospital in which 12 people were killed. Poland is hosting the vast majority of the more than 2 million Ukrainians who have fled the fighting. Warsaw's mayor appealing for international help. Konstantin Pupa is one of the refugees.
We got to pack our stuff and get away as far as we can because we were very afraid that someone or something can shoot us.
Volunteers taking time off from work are bearing much of the burden in helping those refugees. This is AP News. A major winter storm will slam the southeast and east coast from Mississippi to Maine over the weekend. At least 1 inch of snow is in the forecast from northern Mississippi to 1 foot of snow in northern Maine. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says North Florida won't see snow, but it will get a lot of rain.
The heaviest is actually going to be over North Florida, where, you know, this is like the Tallahassee area, Apalachicola. This is where we've got 3 to as much as 5 inches in the forecast over the next day or so.
In the path of the storm, Washington, D.C., where the famed cherry trees are budding. National Park Service spokesman Mark Litteris says the buds aren't far enough along to be threatened by the sub-freezing temperatures this weekend.
In stage 2, they're still tightly in their buds. The armor of the buds is protecting the blossoms.
Peak bloom is expected in a couple of weeks between March 22nd and 25th. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.